Hi, everybody. It's Brian Greene from the Commercial Break Podcast. It's likely you've heard of the show if you're directly related to me or you follow our MySpace page. But I'm not here to talk to those three listeners. I'm here to appeal to people who haven't heard the show. Along with my co-host, Kristen Joy Hoadley, we're taking a deeper look at the topics that are affecting our youth today. Like, who are the people who are dating ghosts? Where did all these pickup artists come from? And why doesn't my preacher have a nicer private jet? We understand that these are the issues you really want to get to the bottom of. The Commercial Break is now available on the Odyssey app or wherever you find your podcasts.
Gina Latuca with the SPCA is here with us live in studio, as always, with our news hound of the week, Domino. Gina, got to start there. These are human eyes.
Are they the most gorgeous eyes that you can lose yourself in? Those clear blue eyes.
It's incredible.
You're right. The eyes draw you right in.
The eyes are incredible. Those blue eyes. I mean, we have to say mixed breed. Because we don't know what this gorgeous dog Domino is, but that tells me there's got to be Husky or Dalmatian, or Australian Shepherd. Maybe I'm seeing a little bit of all of that, maybe in this dog.
Yeah.
Do you agree?
For size, is he like 30 pounds?
I can tell you exactly. He's 66.
Oh.
And so he carries his weight very well.
He does.
Because I would have said about 45 pounds if I looked at that. I'm bad at that anyway.
Me too.
But I would have thought about 45 pounds. Yeah, very good dog. About 10 years old. A very difficult situation where the family in an emergency setting had to leave the state. And, you know, it's one of those things. I know a lot of people are thinking, 10 years old, how did a 10-year-old dog get surrendered to a shelter? But, you know, we've all been there at some point in our lives where life takes over. There are emergency situations, and this was one of them. Left the state, could not bring Domino. So now we have this wonderful dog. Dog, very loved by his family, trained, ready to find a new family. Aww. With those gorgeous eyes.
Yeah.
Come on.
Hey,
you won't have him long.
You said difficult situation. There was a situation this week at the SPCA in West Seneca where a man threatened to shoot up the shelter, threatened staff at the SPCA. What, if anything, can you say about that?
We can't really talk too much about that. It's still active. West Seneca Police has put out some information on it. What I can say, though, is that we do have programs at the SPCA, and some people are unaware of the programs we have for domestic violence. And one of those programs is emergency sheltering. We learned from the Family Justice Center years ago, there are astronomical numbers of women who will stay in violent situations because of a pet and because they feel they have nowhere to put the pet. If I leave my pet alone, the pet will be injured. So I believe the number is upwards of 70%. So the SPCA does have a program. We do need some kind of third-party intervention that has already been exhibited. So if we get a call from a social services worker, if somebody at the Family Justice Center is working with the person trying to leave a violent situation, we do need some sort of validation that this is a situation, that this is happening. But we do have emergency fostering. I'm not going to say that it's at the shelter, but we do have people willing to provide emergency foster care in situations like this. So if you find yourself in a situation, if you know somebody in a situation, give us a call and find out what's available, because nobody should be in a situation like this, and nobody should have to worry about leaving a pet behind in a situation like this.
Yeah, well, it really, what you just said also highlights, I mean, the SPCA is much more than an adoption center. There's so much you do in the community.
It's true, and there are things that we can't talk about specifically, so you're not going to see constant news stories on things like this because you can't reveal confidential details, just like the details surrounding Domino. We can't really talk about that, so we can't provide media with information all the time, and then it's very difficult for people on your end to keep talking about it. How do you do it when everything has to remain anonymous? We could be making it up for all anybody knows. But if there are people in situations like this, you know, one that we can talk about, this foster program also applies to people who are in fires. And very often you'll hear that animals made it out safely with a family after a fire, but the family has nothing left. They're trying to get on their feet. Of course, they want to keep their animals. They don't want to surrender them. But what are we going to do in the moment? The SPCA Safe Foster Program can help with that as well.
There's so much you do there that I didn't even know. After, you know, talking to you for years on the radio and doing the radiothons and all that. So if people are in need of help in any form, they should come to you because there's a good chance that you're able to help them.
Exactly. Or we have connections. If we can't personally help, we do have connections. We can tell them the specific agencies to call. Sometimes, I mean, well-meaning agencies, lots of red tape due to different laws that are in place. Sometimes we can help with that. We can tell you how to get around that. Call the people who can help you. You don't have to go through a lot of paperwork, a lot of forms, a lot of interviews. Very often in these situations, we do need some kind of third-party intervention already exhibited. You know, we have to know that there is a legitimate situation. We have to know that there is a social services worker helping in the situation or a different type of worker depending on the situation.
You're not just stepping in. That's the reason why. You're not just stepping in to step in. Like, you there's a process that you'd have to follow for this.
Yes, yes. But it's not as complicated as one might think. And it's something that when people find out what we're offering, they say, you know what, we already have all of this in place. Now we can get help from the SPCA or a partner agency of the SPCA serving Erie County.
Okay, good to know. Hey, on another subject, I mean, it seems like common sense. It's Taste of Buffalo weekend. It's also going to be a scorcher. It's no place for anyone to bring a dog.
No, no. And again, we've talked about it before. Some people might say, you know, my dog does fine in social settings. But what people need to think about, what pet owners need to think about, is the addition of other stress triggers. So a dog who might do okay around strangers, even in large groups, you have to add those other stress triggers. There are a lot of people who the animal doesn't know. There might be other animals the animal doesn't know. Add that hot pavement. Add those food smells that could keep an animal in a heightened place of frustration. If you keep adding stress trigger after stress trigger, an animal who might normally not overreact or not react aggressively in a situation with one or two of those triggers might react when you have five or six. Now we get to that heat. We get to that blacktop or the concrete. The animals are what we know is barefoot. Now the animal could be burning the pads. Heat stroke could be setting in very quickly before we're even aware of it. It's just best to leave the animal at home in a cool environment. Spend quality time with your pet there.
Yeah. The food would be enough for my... Forget the crowd and everything else, which is bad enough.
All of it is
sure.
The food triggers. As soon as you bring food into the equation, at least one of my dogs turns into a maniac.
Yeah.
So,
sure. Right.
Don't need that around Taste of Buffalo.
Yeah. All right. Well, good luck with Domino.
Thank you.
And thanks for all the information on all the services that you provide.
Thank you. Thanks. Yeah, we'll keep you posted on all of that. The SAFE program, we are looking to reinvent. And come October, we might have some new news about that when we're talking about Domestic Violence Awareness Month. So we might have more news later this year.
Right.
I don't think you'll need any luck with Domino, to be honest.
Me too.
I think this is a no-brainer for somebody out there. Go and check out the photo at WBEN, at your SPCA. Gina, thanks so much.
Hi, everybody. It's Brian Green from the Commercial Break Podcast. It's likely you've heard of the show if you're directly related to me or you follow our MySpace page. But I'm not here to talk to those three listeners. I'm here to appeal to people who haven't heard the show. Along with my co-host, Kristen Joy Hoadley, we're taking a deeper look at the topics that are affecting our youth today. Like, who are the people who are dating ghosts? Where did all these pickup artists come from? And why doesn't my preacher have a nicer private jet? We understand that these are the issues you really want to get to the bottom of. The Commercial Break is now available on the Odyssey app or wherever you find your podcasts.